a lot of us just have that need for companionship, not just not wanting to be alone, but also is more about, the life that you want to live. With residents, doesn't change the fact that they want that too, just like they're human too.
Good day. Welcome to Ripples, Physicians Wellbeing, a space to discuss coping with stressors while training in the field of medicine and tips for overall wellness.
Learn more about the Wellness Home Services at gmuwellness.utesca.edu. And don't forget to subscribe to stay updated with new episodes wherever you enjoy podcasts. Hello, hello. We're back, Bina.
Yes,
it's been a
nice
while since I've been here. You've been carrying the load for a while. And today we have a wonderful guest. We're excited to introduce you to Dr. Ify Williams. She's a physician. She's an adult psychiatrist in private practice. She's in the Washington, D.C. area, so you're probably not as hot as we are here in Texas. And she's also, and this is the main reason we wanted to talk to you, Dr. Ify, is you're the founder and CEO of a dating app called Miss Doctor. It caters to women doctors. The main theme for this podcast, we want to talk about relationships. As we do what we do, we see a lot of residents individually, one-on-one for therapy, coaching, sometimes just coffee and, a conversation. And one of the main issues that we keep encountering is relationship issues. For most people, it's not even that they have a problem with a relationship, it's that they haven't found the right person to be in a relationship with. And it's nerve-wracking, especially for women physicians, because they feel like the clock is ticking. We know you created this app, so let's start with that. How the idea came to you? What is the app about?
Thank you so much. That's a very great question. This is a very important topic. I can really relate because I was there, and I think that's what makes me very passionate about this topic and this app. It's not just, a side gig or something for me. It's something I'm very, very passionate about. It's like a mission project for me. So I started residency, single, many residents find themselves, you're working long hours, sometimes 80 hours or more a week. 80 to 100 hours is a given, is a given sometimes. You're on call sometimes overnight, 24 hours every 3 to 4 nights. So the idea is you're working a lot of hours. And with that, you have very limited time for your social life, compared to your friends, colleagues, or going out, maybe finding ways to meet people. A lot of times you're working or you're studying. Same thing for medical students, in medical school too. So that limits the amount of time you have for, meeting people, dating, getting to hopefully find that partner that you're looking for, either to get people want to get married, maybe have children, or even if they don't, just having a partner, being in a relationship. So that creates a problem for women physicians. The other issue for women physicians is that sometimes, compared to male physicians, you run into problems meeting men who are interested in even dating you as a doctor for different reasons. Something that is kind of an attractive feature for male physicians, sometimes not always attractive for women physicians, because, they feel that, maybe one, you don't have a lot of time to spend with them. Some men are sensitive to that. And some men might feel a little bit intimidated. You do run into those men too, that may not want to date a woman who's maybe high achieving, highly educated, potentially going to make more money than them. So there are a lot of issues that create this problem, both not having a lot of time, and then, what you run into. So why did I create the app? I wanted to try to improve the dating experience for women doctors. Just based on my experiences, my frustrations, I did try several apps myself during residency. I have friends, colleagues, co-residents who are also single, and we all commiserated with each other about our experiences. And, I just felt like there had to be a better way. Like you said, the clock is ticking. A lot of residents find themselves maybe in their late 20s, early 30s in residencies that might be anywhere from 3 to 7 years. By the time you're done, you're almost at that 35, age 35 ticking clock. Everybody thinks, you should ideally maybe have a baby by that time, you know, or increase risk and decline in fertility, a lot of implications, right? So that creates a lot of anxiety for yeah. women doctors, women physicians, residents. And even in my practice, I'm a psychiatrist, I do see that too. You know, I counsel residents, you know, medical students, and also other just high achieving women, successful professional women with a lot of the same concerns. So thankfully, you know, I was able to meet a partner. I got married in 2019. I was 2019, I was 36, I believe. So I got married a little bit on the later side. So I got married at age 36. I have a 1-year-old daughter. So I can really relate to a lot of what they're going through. But even before that, you know, this was something very important to me to try to address. I felt like it had to be some solution. And that's where Ms. Doctor came from.
It sounds like you put a lot of insight and thinking before the app was even conceived, and you saw the real world problems. And my really question to you is, yeah, it must have been a long process. Along the way, have you had people come and tell you, like, hey, this is, seems to be working and you're constantly improving, it sounds like. What are your thoughts on those?
While creating the app, we did beta testing, mm-hmm. where we have people, you know, utilize the app, give us feedback. And also even on the website, we have a subscription form, just a way to, you know, build our user base prior to actually launching the app. So, and there's a comment section in that user base, on that subscription form. So we got a lot of comments, people saying, this is great, you know, this is something we've been looking for, this would something that they really feel could help them, you know, sharing their stories, you know, just expressing, you know, their frustration and situation, you know, and just wanting something like this that can really help solve that problem for them, which is mainly how can women doctors more easily find quality men? You know, they don't have a lot of time, you know, they have limited free time. So they have to use that time as effectively as possible. Part of the problem in the mainstream app is just anybody and anybody can join the apps.
Yes.
So you join these apps, Tinder, Bumble, different ones out there. And, you know, there's just, you're just having to scroll through so many options just to hopefully find quality, you know, few quality people that meet your criteria or meet your standard. We did a market research too prior to launching the app to try to gauge, you know, what are women doctors really looking for? What are the standards? You know, what should be set as a criteria for this app? So for our app, we actually screen and vet people before they are approved to join the app.
Wonderful.
So yes, anybody can download the app and register, but they wouldn't actually be able to use the app unless we've reviewed their information and determined that they meet the qualities, they meet the criteria that we've set. So already that decreases the pool of people on the app. Already the women are only doctors. So this is for the men that I'm referring to. So men, you know, minimum bachelor's degree, which is sort of what we gathered from our market research. Men have a minimum bachelor's degree, you know, professional status or things that we look at. And so we review all that and then only approve those people that meet that criteria. So already that decreases the pool so that you're not spending too much time going through people who don't really fit what you're looking for to find those options. Another thing that is different about our app is that the men coming to use the app know what they're getting with the app. They know that this is an app filled with highly educated, higher achieving, doctors and doctoral level professional women.
Yes.
So if that's not what you're looking for, that's fine. But you would expect that most of the men that are on the app are interested and looking to date women such as yourself.
Great. Wonderful. And you said something so important that I always tell our residents, our fellows, our clients, is you need to know what you're looking for. It's not to be judgmental, it's to be specific.
Sure.
You don't know if you can find it if you don't know what you're looking for. And I always give the example of, you know, real estate. When you go to a realtor and you say, I want to buy a house, the first thing they ask you, What are the non-negotiables, the things that you need? What are the things you would like to have, but well, if you don't have them, it's okay. But also, what do you need? Are you single and just want an apartment downtown where it's fun and you have restaurants around? Or do you have three kids and you want a big house with a yard? Or you have five dogs and you need a place? You need to know those things. And once you have a clear idea of those things, then it's a lot easier to go outside and look. Otherwise, you'll be looking forever. You don't know who you're encountering.
It's very specific. Also, I love that you have already added safety features in it. And I think that is, I'm sure women physicians are very happy about that. I know what I'm getting into. You'll screen them. Yes. That's one of the biggest concern when people start using the apps.
Yes, it really does help, you know, because people have all kinds of negative experiences out there. You know, there are a lot of people that just ghost you. There are scammers out there.
Yes.
All kinds of things. You know, we do our best, you know, obviously to vet and screen as best as possible, try to keep our pool of community just quality and ensure that they are actually who they say they are. Decreases the risk of catfishing, people meeting people that you think are one thing and they're not. So we really try to limit that, because that does add to just negative dating experience.
Which creates more stress, because the other side of all of this is our residents are already so stressed out, already so tired. Some of them are burned out. And you're a psychiatrist. You know this better than we do.
I mean, burnout is real. It's definitely out. It's definitely there. It's a big problem. So imagine, you know, you've worked so long, so hard to be a doctor, you know, to get into residency, complete your training. But you also have your personal life goals. You know, people want both, you know, but just the nature of the training, unfortunately, just especially for women doctors, just makes it so difficult, you know, to find a partner. And see, adding that extra stress and pressure on top of just, like you said, being stressed out, fatigued after working long hours. And at the end of the day, you just don't have that much more time or even energy to put into finding a partner. So any app that is created for this purpose needs to make it a lot easier and you know, more effective for women doctors.
We have a beautiful program created by Dr. Prasad here, by Veena, called the Domain Pulse Checks, mm-hmm. because we're so aware of these different domains in life that need to be balanced, interact with each other and affect each other. We cannot be only about work or only about personal life. We really are holistic beings. Veena, do you want to tell us a little bit about
Sure.
that?
Yeah, actually that fits right into our what we are talking about. Well, it's a holistic well-being, right? Because work is one aspect. Being a great physician, also, we bring all the other domains in order for us to become a great physician, and vice versa. So if you're so tired, you probably don't have time for relationships, social domain. So you're, in a way, creating a way for women physicians and people who are interested to improve their social domain, that's intimate partnership or any of that. I think, it really fits well with our wellness domains.
Balance is just so important. Even just when you're actually dating, like you said, knowing what you're looking for. You know, there are apps that, for example, there are apps for doctors, like physicians only. But we find that, you know, not all women physicians want to date another physician.
Yes,
you
know? Yes.
And there are different reasons why, you know, we all want what we want. There's some people that want it and some people that don't. For the people that don't, because this is another question that we had in our market research, you know, some people said, hey, you know, I'm a women physician, I'm a surgeon, I work long hours. You know, I want to have a partner who has maybe less busy lifestyle than me. You know, I think we can't have this discussion about dating for doctors without discussing fertility.
Yeah. Yes.
Fertility is a big concern for our women doctors, you know, and a lot of, you know, women in general. As you get older, you know, that does decline. It's a fact that we know, unfortunately. So that's what also adds to that pressure and stress that they feel. I think it is important to also note that while they're hoping to find someone, it could be a good idea to explore some options like egg freezing, which always comes up in these conversations.
Yes.
And there's also an increasing number of women who are choosing to even go ahead and have kids on your own, rather than miss out on the opportunity to do so while waiting to find a partner. There are support groups on Facebook. There are women, actually groups for women doctors that are doing that. There are groups for women doctors in, you know, it's having different experiences, single, you know, concerned about your fertility. I mean, there's so many different support groups out there. Just that shows you that a lot of people are dealing with these concerns.
And I'm glad you're mentioning that, because you're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. We have down the pipe a fertility specialist
That's
coming
right.
to talk to us in the podcast to explore all these options. And we're lucky to be in an institution that we have very good specialists mm-hmm. that can offer a lot of help to our residents and fellows and community in general. So we'll be talking more specifically about those options and those things.
The other, so many things you mentioned, Dr. Ify, were very, very relevant. And even if they want to freeze eggs or if they want to have babies on their own, so many things need to happen and they don't have the time. The more they feel that their time is running out, they're getting more anxious. So they may end up not finding a suitable partner. They may end up with a partner. But your app sounds to me that it's providing that safety net to begin with. And I think that is a very attractive feature that I see.
A little bit out of this conversation is, why do you think it's so important for us as human beings to find that partner? Because we do that. We sometimes just find a partner because we're getting to that stage that we're so desperate, so afraid that we're going to end up alone. As a psychiatrist and as a woman, what do you think?
I think the need for companionship, you know, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of us just have that need for companionship, you know, not just not wanting to be alone, but also is more about, you know, the life that you want to live. You know, what does your life look like? You know, some people want to have a partner to travel with. You know, they want to live life and experience things and have someone next to them to do that with. You know, definitely there are girl trips, there are solo trips that I think everybody should do. But at the end of the day, for a lot of people, there's still that need for companionship and sharing your life with someone. You know, whether or not you want to get married, whether or not you want to have kids, you know, but just the basic fundamental need to share your life with someone, have someone to come home to after work, talk about your day, you know, how did your day go? Just have someone to commiserate with, you know, cook with, do things with. So I think it's a really basic human need that a lot of people have. And I think with residents, you know, doesn't change the fact that they want that too. Just like they're human too. They just happen to be training. Doctors are human too. They're just having to be training to, you know, to become great doctors and physicians. But it doesn't change the fact that they still have that need. So it just poses that challenge. And I'm hoping that my app can help them achieve this other side of their personal life goals. Just as they're working hard to achieve their professional goals. For a lot of people, they need that balance.
Yeah.
Dr. Ify, do you have any success stories? Probably somebody has written to you and said, hey, this is what happened. Can you just quickly give us an overview of that? Would be great.
So I don't have success stories yet because the app is still very much in the infancy. We made some changes to the app from when we first launched. And so we're actually now looking to relaunch the app. It's currently on the app stores, so it's available for download. We're hoping that by Valentine's Day, we'll have enough users.
Oh, nice.
That's our target, Valentine's Day next year. So about a little over 6 months' time, because it does take time to build.
Yes.
The user base. You know, it takes time to build when you have a new app launch. You know, you're not going to have 100 people on there, 1,000 people on there in every single city across the country right away. So it takes time to build that community and users. So that's what we're doing, trying to market the app, advertise, get the word out, and hope that we get more people on there. And then over time, we'll have more of the success stories of residents and high-achieving women who've met quality partner on our app, and you know, their relationship is flourishing. They have satisfaction, personal life satisfaction, and hopefully achieve their personal life goals at some point.
But you seem to be a success story yourself.
Exactly.
You did find a partner, you're married, you have a daughter, you have your dog.
Is
your husband a physician?
No, he's not. No, my husband is an IT professional. It's interesting. We knew each other. I'm originally from Nigeria. Before I immigrated to the US, we actually knew each other in Nigeria when I was younger, before I moved here. And, you know, at some point we lost contact. Then Facebook happened. We chatted from time to time. And then at some point in early 2017, after I'd done all the dating and frustrated and everything, you know, we started talking and things got serious. And we basically reconnected and saw each other again after 17 years. And the rest is history.
So, Dr. Ify, every episode because we're called Ripples, we want to leave our residents and our audience in general with a pebble that when they put into practice will create those wellness ripples for them and for the community around them, because we're all interconnected. And we want to ask you, what is the pebble that you leave for us today?
I would say always make time, as little time as you can, to devote to your personal life goals, just as you're pursuing your professional life goals. It may not be a lot of time, but every little time matters. And look into resources and options that allow you to make the best use of that little time that you have. Look into apps and platforms that allow you to better, you know, that increases your chances of finding what you're looking for. Knowing what you're looking for in the first place, like we said earlier, is very important. Make time for your hobbies. You could meet someone doing your hobbies. Always remember who you are or who you were before you got, you know, started this training, you know, going down this path. If you used to like dancing, you know, go find ways to, you know, reignite that passion, even if it's 1 hour or 2 hours a week, you know, on a weekend that you're off. Make time to think, you just never know who you might meet trying to do that hobby, like running, you know, get into some activities in your city. There's so many little ways that you can potentially meet someone to help you, you know, achieve this personal life goal that you have. In the meantime, you know, spend time with your family, make time to call your friends. You know, for a lot of us in residency, we just struggle with time so much. You know, you barely have free time. Sometimes our friendships suffer as a result. You know, remember some of your old friends, you know, talk to them for 30 minutes to an hour. Sometimes you never know. They might know someone who's single. They might, or your network of friends, you know, you just never know. So these are things that can feed both your need, your social need, as well as potentially help you with achieving your personal life goals. Along those lines too, you know, I definitely want to say not losing hope is very important. You know, it's very difficult for a lot of people, you know, especially as you inch closer and closer to a certain age, the pressure increases. But recognizing that things oftentimes turn out beautifully, you know, eventually at their own timing, when they're meant to happen. I know some people don't like to hear that, you know, people tell them, oh, it will happen when it's meant to happen. But we just don't have control over these things, you know, despite, you know, all our, you know, wanting and, you know, wanting things to happen a certain way. For a lot of female doctors, we're type A, you know, by 30, I want this, by 35, I want this.
Yes,
out the window. I was the same way. I thought by 30, I'll be married. By 35, I'll have 2 kids and, you know, whatnot. Didn't happen. Wasn't even married at 35.
Yes.
But, you know, you still have hope. And somehow, you know, universe aligned and I met my husband. And I'm very happy that I now have my 1-year-old daughter. And there are many other stories similar to that. But not losing hope is important. And still doing things and still doing what you can do as well to help that happen.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day and we'll be in touch. And hopefully this is going to be one of those episodes that a lot of people find close connection to.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely think so. Thank you for your time. It was wonderful meeting with you. Good luck with your app, Dr. Ify.
Thank you so much. You all have a good rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ripple's Physicians Wellbeing is made possible by the Joe R. and Teresa Lozano Long School of Medicine Office for Graduate Medical Education. To contact us or learn more about the Wellness Home, visit gmewellness.utesca.edu.
This podcast is inspired by the Dalai Lama's powerful quote, "Just as ripples spread out when a single pebble is dropped into water, the actions of individuals can have far-reaching effects." We provide physicians with pebbles, tangible and actionable practices that can help make positive impacts in their personal and professional lives.